AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The House Judiciary Committee is hearing privately from Hope Hicks this morning, the president's former communications director, as it follows up on Robert Mueller's Russia report. But she may not say much.
The White House counsel has directed that she not answer questions from her service in the White House, citing executive privilege. A White House lawyer will be in the room for the interview as well. Hicks has cooperated extensively with the Mueller probe, which looked into possible collusion with Russia and obstruction of justice. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Joe Biden calls President Trump's politics truly dangerous. The president appeared before a cheering crowd of thousands last night to say formally he is in the race.
In Orlando last night, it was less about 2020 and more about 2016. The president ranting against the media and Hillary Clinton and what he calls the radical Democrats challenging him.
They want to destroy you.
The alternative, keep him in office.
Our future has never, ever looked brighter or sharper.
But the president did little to lay out an actual agenda. Political analyst Paul Brandis says this was typical Trump, throwing red meat at the base.
Not so much geared towards the rest of the country, perhaps.
But the way Trump backer Kathy Ward saw it.
He supports Americans, period, end of sentence. He's for us.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The president of the Pilots Union at American Airlines, Daniel Carey, is telling Congress this morning that Boeing made mistakes in its design of the 737 MAX and in not telling pilots about new flight control software on the plane. The gun that Vincent van Gogh apparently used to kill himself is sold at auction in Paris for about $146,000. He shot himself in 1890. This is AP Radio News. The UN says a record 71 million people have been displaced by war or other violence. High Commissioner for Refugees Filippo Grandi has a message for President Trump and other world leaders. Don't portray immigrants and refugees as threats to jobs and security.
For people that arrive in the United States, we're advocating that those who seek asylum be given a fair hearing there in the United States, that children are not separated from their families, and that if there is any help that we can provide to the U.S. administration in dealing with this matter, we're ready to do it.
He said the U.S. remains the largest supporter of refugees in the world, the biggest single donor to the U.N. Commission on Refugees. North Carolina authorities say somebody's been throwing kittens off state highways and into a river. Authorities say they're aggressively investigating the incidents. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.